With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Guys, It's the end of tour. We were like, let's have a pajama party.
Hot damn.
You know, why not?
We like pajama party, by the by.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, this tour, we had no idea what to expect.
No, Truly. We didn't know what we were doing at all.
It's a learning experience.
Yeah.
We learned how to drive an RV.
Well, you learned how to drive an RV.
You learned.
You guys learned how to not distract me so we don't miss our exit.
Joy and I have almost learned how to stand on a moving RV.
Yeah.
Almost. We'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried to learn how to sleep in the back of an RV, but...
We learned how to do a super quick run through and then wing a 1-hour show.
Yeah.
That's exciting, right?
Yeah.
Because we're not getting any younger, and remembering an hour's worth of material is... but we also learned that our audience shows up, mm-hmm. and it makes the podcast so much better when we get to interact with you guys in a real way. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
It's so special.
I would love to answer any questions that you guys have. I think
we're
just
bringing
ready.
Out other friends?
What
are
oh, we are right. They sorry. My brain is like...
We asked Paul and Tori if they'd come do Q&A with us.
Are they here?
So,
you guys?
If they're ready.
Bring them out! Bring them out! Listen, guys, we're having a pajama party.
You know, it's...
Paul, you're going to have to sleep in the buff. Apologies. Yeah, we want to answer as many of your questions as possible.
Yeah.
Our first question of the night is going to be for Megan.
Hi. Hey. Megan.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I can't believe this is happening.
Okay, so I have a weird request and then a question.
Okay.
My weird request is that 2 minutes ago, my Be Real notification went off. Would you take my Be Real? Do you know
what
that
is?
Yeah, I love it. I know what Be Real is. The moms don't have time.
What is Be Real?
I'm a Be Real pro.
I knew you would.
Can somebody hand that to me so I don't break my ankle?
It went off 2 minutes ago. I was like, this would be, I couldn't not ask.
Yeah, okay. So here's what's up. Lean in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's what's happening there. And then this is what's happening here. Ready?
Wow.
Okay. Hold on.
Horrible photos.
Do you guys want to Be Real?
And then we do this. And so it's us and her, and then we send it.
Fantastic!
Yeah. Wow. And you can't filter it or edit it or anything.
Lord, we learned new things today.
Wow.
You just made my life, so thank you.
You asked exactly the right person.
Yeah. Because Joy and I would have taken 30 minutes to Google it.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm like, wait, do I have a notification? I don't
Be
know.
Be real notification. Yeah. What is it?
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
My question, though, is... You guys were the three best women to ever be cast in this role, but if One Tree Hill were to air today, who would you choose to play yourselves? Like, what new young actresses?
Ooh, that's fun. Yeah. Who's a good young Haley? I don't really know who a lot of the young crowd is right now. I'm still kind of...
Everyone knows I'm obsessed with Meg Donnelly.
Yeah.
Love your zombies.
Listen, I love her on Zombies. I love her on Winchesters. We had dinner with her. Like, I'm obsessed with this girl, and I'm trying so hard not to be the creepy older lady. But I'm like, hey, if you want to, like, hang out sometime, that'd be cool. And, like, I am the creepy older lady. That's just who I am.
I'm into
it. But she would be a kick-ass Peyton Sawyer. She's, like, a fun, really smart, like, edgy girl, and I think she can really handle the emotional workload that is Peyton. And so watch her on the Winchesters. On the CW.
Yeah. I don't know who.
Oh, yeah.
I see that.
You know what I was going to say, which is a little rogue because it's not my character, but I've done a bunch of I Am a Voter stuff with Noah Centineo, and he is so lovely.
Cute.
And he just shaved his head, and I was like, oh, my God, he looks like James when he shaved his head in season 3.
Ooh.
Oh. And I think he should play young Nathan.
Yeah.
Right? Why not?
Cool.
It's great. I have.
Who? Shailene Woodley's
She's our age. Like,
isn't she our age?
She's our age.
Well, listen, you're going to cast her, then cast me.
Paul, who would play like Dan Scott? Like, what? How old were you? You were like 30.
You were 39?
35, 36.
39.
Yeah. You're 39?
I was 39.
What, like, 35-year-old man out there would play Dan Scott?
Yeah, because I know all the 39-year-old men, you know. It's just,
yeah, you're a director. You're casting.
I actually don't know any...
Cast, they're so smart. You cast James.
I would cast James.
That would be so cool.
That's a great kick. Done. Cast. Done. What about that... Who's that... what about Natalie Lynn for you?
She
they're so
daughter.
Smart. Yeah, Natalie. She could play Brooke Davis, too.
Yeah, she could.
Yeah, I feel like Natalie would play you and Emily would probably play
you. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Those Lynn girls. That's All right, Tori, who would play young Nanny Carrie today?
God, I'm having such a hard... But I just saw that movie Revenge not too long ago, so maybe the girl from Riverdale with the brown hair.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Cammy.
Yes.
Cammy Mendez.
She could play a good... villain, I think.
Do Revenge was so fun.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
That's a great question. Thank you.
Who's up next?
Our next question is from Sarah.
Here, hold on. While we get the question, I want to do mine.
Oh, be real?
Okay.
Stand up.
Cutie.
Oh, my God.
A little, but I like
Just
it.
Just enough.
It's great.
If you don't ask your question, you'll never interrupt them.
I know.
Yeah, listen,
I'm on that with literally three
here.
Of my
get
friends.
Get in here.
Like,
get
what
bossy.
Are you doing?
So I first want to say thank you, because you guys recognize therapy a lot on the podcast. And as a therapist myself, it's super encouraging and just like validating for what I do on a daily basis. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Fixing the planet.
Thanks. So I have a question specifically for Sophia.
Yeah.
So on the show, there are a lot of important sibling relationships. Mm-hmm. Nathan and Lucas, Dan and Keith, Haley, Taylor, and Quinn. And I'm wondering, if they would have had Brooke have a sibling, would want them to have a brother or sister? And who would you have wanted to play them?
I mean, it's interesting. We were talking about this a little bit yesterday, because... You know, sometimes on shows like ours, in the beginning, the writers will reference something and then they think the audience forgot, but nobody forgets. So apparently Haley...
You guys forget nothing.
Nothing. And Haley was supposed to be what, like one of six kids? And then suddenly you just had a sister, or no, two sisters. But we saw, to your point, sister relationships and brother relationships. I would have loved to see Brooke Davis have a brother. I would be very curious if... having had a male influence in her life since for 5 years she had no parents, which was super weird, if that might have adjusted the way that she had been taught to look for validation from men. I mean, who knows? This is a hypothetical, obviously, but I think that would have been very cool. I think it would have been fun for me to like have a younger brother. Like if he was 2 years younger than me, so I could be so annoyed by him, but he could be wise. That would have been nice.
And it would have been fun for me and Joy because it'd be one more person that we could potentially kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cast that.
Yeah.
Who are we kissing?
I don't know. Hillary, you and I kissed everybody on the show.
Literally. I didn't get to kiss anybody except James, which I'm not complaining about.
And Tyler.
Believe me.
The one time?
Oh, yeah, Tyler. That's right. That was quick.
It was quick,
yeah.
Though.
And yeah.
I was like, what am I, chopped liver?
No, but truly, Brooke and Paige and Mouth got to kiss everybody. So we should have figured out like a moment. Haley needed like a Rumspringa to just like take a year off of her life and kiss boys.
Haley's Joy needed that.
I mean, I wasn't going to say it in front of people, but if you want to call yourself out, I'm here for it.
I love that.
That's all right. I got it.
All right.
I did
should
it
Should we
later.
Do it now?
Yeah.
What?
Do you want one now?
What, a
just
kiss?
A renaissance?
Just like a
yeah.
random kiss?
We could plan it. Oh!
We'll do more of that later,
yeah.
please.
It's a pajama party.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh-smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like... my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't want to block anyone. This is my second question to you guys, because I was the one who asked about the Karen's Cafe menu. Croissants are meant to be eaten.
They are.
We had croissants this morning.
We sure did. God, they were good.
They were great.
Paul could tell you plenty about that, shooting in Karen's Cafe and all the times that I was like kept eating the props. Every time he was directing. Where's Joy? Oh, sorry, I interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. So when
stand
I was
stand
in...
up.
Okay. I didn't want to block.
There's an aisle. You've earned this.
When I went to Wilmington, my favorite One Tree Hill spot was the bridge, and it's because it was very unexpected seeing all the quotes written on that bridge. There were many amazing quotes from the show. My favorite was in my yearbook, as like my favorite quote in my yearbook. My sister had it in her maid of honor speech. Literally everyone was in tears.
Oh, man.
And with the bridge being covered in words from the show, are there any quotes, monologues that resonate with you guys, and either from when you were on the show or even going back and watching everything now, what lines, monologues stood out?
You know, somebody asked us this in our last VIP Q&A, and I still have the same answer. I don't remember a lot of them, unfortunately, and it's been nice to go back and watch the show, even though we're only up through season 3. And so I know that we've heard some that were really beautiful, but I didn't write them down, and I didn't live with them the way that you guys did, because you had it for a week, and you thought about it, and you wrote it down, and you got on chat forums, and you talked about it, and you talked about it with your friends at school, and then you like scribbled it into your backpack. And then your notebooks and like past notes, and you use the quotes in the notes and stuff. We just didn't live with it that way because we had so much influx of scripts coming in that we would read something. Yeah, and we'd learn it and we'd read something and be like, oh, that's really nice. That was beautiful. Good job. all right, what's for lunch? And then it's on to the next thing. And so we missed out on a lot of that stuff, which is why we're so grateful that you keep bringing it back to us, because I feel like I always get surprised when I see a beautiful quote. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I didn't even know I said that. I'm so glad to know now.
Yeah, you guys are the keepers, you know? Paul, you directed a lot of really important episodes. Was there ever anything in any of the episodes you directed that stuck with you?
I think I did your proposal, right? On the dock.
On the dock.
When he went down on his knee.
Yeah. I directed Rachel's Cabin.
Yeah.
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 That was beautiful.
And I thought that was really important. But I think there was a lot of stuff that was kind of just like, Jamie was really important to the show and kind of gets passed over a lot in the conversations. But he was crucial to, I think, that kind of reminding us that these are people that are, you know, they're taking steps and moving forward. I don't know. It's hard because, like she says, it's like you move on to the next. But there was a lot of stuff with the balance of the show changed after season 3. And then season 5, it changed again. So it really shifted. The energy kept shifting on that show. So although Haley and Nathan and Brooke and the multitude of different, you know, loves that were coming in and out, those are sort of balancing each other off too. Stability and then looking for love and all the things that happen. So I always saw metaphors for all that stuff for me. Do you know what I mean?
Rather than remembering specific quotes, it was more the metaphor of the
that's
character.
The way that my brain works anyway. I don't really remember specifics. I remember in sort of big picture.
Yeah,
approximations.
What about you, Tori? Did you like...
I don't know that... Nanny Carrie had many great quotes.
She was an inspiration. Seriously.
I think we said this last time. It was like, I'm your mommy now. Yeah. Just said. So, yeah. But I don't know that that's very inspirational.
Mm-hmm. What was chilling. The most batshit chilling thing that you had to say?
The most batshit. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if it was what I said. It was more what I did, right? Yeah.
Like, actions speak louder than
words.
I'm
your mommy now. Yeah, that had to be probably the most. Yeah. I mean, who says that to somebody else's kid, right? I mean, let's be real. Talk about therapy. I think she could have used a little bit of therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
really.
I'm so thrilled that that's my legacy.
Yeah.
I am.
Hey, forever.
Yay. No, I think... to your point, it's interesting to see the evolution of the characters and to know that there were these episodes where they were learning, they were growing. You know, I loved what Brooke Davis had to say in the time capsule when we watched that episode because she's musing on sexism and inequity and being and truly calling bullshit on the whole system in high school. And I was like, absolutely, teach them young. And then I just think there's these sort of pillar moments, you know, not just for our own characters, but for the show. You know, the idea that, you know, this is the place that will always make us emotional, not just for what it meant in Karen's Cafe and then at Close Over Bros and then at Karen's Cafe again, but for Wilmington kind of being our home and then us being each other's homes and like always being able to come in and like dive right in, you know, to the things that are deep and important. There's
only one Tree Hill.
Yeah.
And it's our home.
And so it's interesting that there's all this nuance, you know, there's a show and there's 187 episodes of the show. So that's 187 hours. But I needed to understand why we couldn't remember anything. So I did the math and was like, oh, because to make 187 episodes of television took us, if we average out the math, it took us 35,000 hours to film the show. So of course we don't remember anything. But then we remember everything. It's like, it's a weird mishmash. And so it's been so special to go back because what we do on the podcast all the time when we're watching the show before we record the podcast, we watch together on Zoom and we'll be like, oh my God, this is the episode where that got said.
Oh yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's like, I said that.
Yeah.
Or, oh my God, I can't believe Dan Scott said that.
I totally forgot that part.
It's like we're getting our memories sharpened again and it's very cool. But in 35,000 hours, it's hard to pick.
What was that speech that Barry gave? Remember when he went up And he did it once, and we were all like, holy, that's an actor.
When?
Barry was it at the banquet dinner?
Yeah, yeah. That speech was just beautiful.
I think that's what it was. It's
coming up.
Mine was really simple. You know, Peyton is brief in ways. Mm. She's like pretty to the point. And so the first time Your Art Matters was a part of our storyline, I was like, okay. Yeah, no, that's a fun line. Like, that's a fun, like, pickup line. Like, hey, Your Art Matters. Mm. But then in season 5, when it came back around again, when Peyton is, like, wooing Lucas, I had had my theater buddy that I had done all my training with growing up. He died in Iraq. And his art mattered to me. And I found out that we had lost him. Literally the episode where Peyton says to Lucas, "Your art matters. It's what got me here." And ever since that day, like, I have such a physical memory of that moment and having to say that again. And you say it the first time and it means nothing. And then you say it again when you've lived a little bit longer and it's got some context and you're like, oh my God. So there's, like, a fan in France that embroidered it on, like, a handkerchief for me, and that's hung up in my office now. And I think it's, like, you know, it's a nice memory that yes, that was a fun line, but seriously, like, the art that has been manufactured from the show, whether it's the bands that have come on the show, Joy's performances, Sophia's fashion, you know, like, all the art that was manufactured because of this family, it matters. And we don't know the depths that it matters to, but we know because you guys have engaged with us that it matters. So thank you guys for that.
I agree. Thank you. What a great question. Yeah. Thanks.
Last question of the night is going to be from Zanna.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Zanna.
Hi. So I spent 6 hours today deciding what to ask you guys, and I'm from Boston. And so you guys have had a lot of wonderful musical guests on the show, but if you could have anybody else, who would your dream guest be? Like a musical guest or a actor, somebody who isn't on the show that you would want to be. Who would you choose?
Barbara Streisand.
Yes. Why the hell not?
Listen, we never knew who Peyton's grandma was. Right? Let's get there.
I'm in.
And then she could mentor Haley.
Oh my gosh, sign me up. Sign me up for Babs all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's shoot big. Let's shoot real big.
We want
shoot
them
for
all.
The moon. We need Reba, Dolly, Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Just give us the icon.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it would have been great to have, like, Kathy Bates just show up in one of my crazy scenes.
Oh, yes. My God.
So, like, pay homage to...
She's the nurse. She's like,
she just hands you a sledgehammer.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You're doing it wrong, Carrie.
Yes.
Polly, who
BJ?
Do you want?
Oh, who? Well, we had Gerald McCraney and Tess Harper. I mean,
legends. It's kinda,
and we had so many wonderful people. We were really lucky to get some of the actors we had.
Tom Bosley,
right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right. I directed him too.
Yeah. That was your episode.
I remember. Was that the one also where he had I think it was the same episode that Jamie was racing.
No, yeah. You made us like race cars.
Right?
Yeah, Mouth and Peyton.
Wow, crazy. Right? There's so many episodes, right? Isn't that funny? I think it would have been nice to have had somebody like, oh gosh, I really do think the idea that Dan and Dolly Parton having an affair would have been
That cool. would have been.
I could see that all day long.
It tracks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
I'm her sidekick.
Yeah.
Did we ever meet Deb's mom?
Right? That's why I said it tracks. There's a vibe.
Like, she is definitely Deb and Cooper's mom.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone else.
I can't think of anybody else.
You didn't
either.
Kiss Michael Cooper, did you? Or what's his name? Truco?
Michael Truco.
What? No. Like, in real life? No.
No, on the show, Cooper. You kissed everybody, I thought.
No, that was Sophia's territory, and I wasn't going to tread on
I didn't get to kiss him on the show either.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to fuck up again and tell you I liked who you liked. Lesson learned.
Yeah.
You
guys. Say
goodbye.
Hey, can we all give a round of applause for the baby already. Who has not cried the entire show? You sweet, sweet, sweet angel. Oh my God, I just want to squeeze you.
Oh, sweet baby.
Wow, you guys, this has been really special.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.